Past the hour of 7 a.m. here on Sounds of Praise. Pastor John P. Key and the New Life Community Choir, and grateful. And gratitude is just flowing in the atmosphere. Here's the Bishop Hezekiah Walker along with Antonique Smith. And this is Grateful.
Thank you.
Amen. Bishop Hezekiah Walker, along with Anthony Smith and LFC, and grateful. It's 10 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. And we're going to get one more song in, but I need to remind you that we are getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, the number to call 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Angela Spivey and the Voices of Victory, and thank you for keeping me here on Sounds of Praise. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Angela Spivey here on Sounds of Praise, along with the Voices of Victory. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me. Jesus not only saves, he keeps and he satisfies. 7:17, Sounds of Praise time. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. The Bishop Joseph Garlington Jr. And this is Pass Me Not. Here on Sounds of Praise, the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry. Yeah. Thank you. Problem with that CD on this CD player, though. We're going to go right into our When You Pray segment of the ministry. We're praying for E. E's been sick for some time. She's had problems walking. She's also having financial problems. So we're going to pray for E, who's been sick, has had trouble walking, and has had financial problems. We're praying for K and her family. They lost their home in Paradise, California, in the campfires, and their daughter Kim had passed away in the fire. We're praying for Kay and her family. They lost their home in Paradise, California, and their daughter Kim died in the fire. We're also praying that Pat, who is undergoing cancer treatments, will be touched by God. We're praying for B. B also has cancer. Praying that God's going to minister in his life. B, who's also battling with cancer. We're praying for the family of G, who passed away recently. The family of G, who passed away recently. We're praying for Bill Tidwell, I'm assuming that he may have left for Thanksgiving and didn't tell me. So we don't know where he is. He hasn't responded. He's involved in our Brown Perspective on Sports staff. So we're praying for B. And we haven't heard from Michelle of Medford, so we're going to pray that God's ministering her life as well. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning thanking you, Lord, that in these troublesome times, we can turn to you. And not only will we have a sympathetic ear, we have one who can intercede in our behalf in situations that are far greater than we can handle. So we pray, Lord, as we bring these various requests and these individuals before you, administer powerfully in their lives, Lord. Provide the healing, provide the grace, provide the strength that you alone can give. And may many tales of victory be the response of the prayers that are being sent forth this day. So we pray for E, who has been sick for a while, has had trouble walking, and also is having financial difficulties. Minister powerfully in the life of this individual, Lord. Provide that which you alone can provide, and may the grace and strength that she needs come from your hand. And may she realize, oh Lord, that you are her source of blessing, you are her source of strength, and may she yield herself totally to you and to your control so that great and mighty things might be accomplished in the lives of, in her life and through her life in the days which are ahead, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. We're praying for Kay and her family. Kay's family lost their home in Paradise, California in the fire, and their daughter also passed away in that fire. So we're praying for their benefit and blessing. And P, who is a member of that family, is also undergoing cancer treatments. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, this family has been overburdened, it would seem, from our perspective, by all that's been taking place. They've lost their home. They have had financial problems. Their daughter has passed away in the fire, and one of them is undergoing cancer treatment. So, Father, right now, we pray that you would intercede, provide your mercy, provide your grace, provide your strength, Lord. May they have a place to look to, someone to look to, as well as a place to live in the days which are ahead. Provide as only you can provide. Open doors. You're the God of the open door. The door that you open, no man can shut. And the door that you shut, no man can open. So we pray that you will bless them abundantly, more than they can ask or think or desire. Deliver P, who is undergoing cancer treatments, Lord. Deliver her, Lord, and strengthen her. And may they look to you in the days which are ahead. And acknowledge you as the giver of every good and every perfect gift, and the blessings that you alone can give, oh Lord, may they just flow out to you mightily, and may lives be blessed, courage, and strengthened to go forward in you in the days which are ahead, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name, and for his praise and for his glory. Amen. The family of G, who passed away, Father, we pray you administer that family as well. Bless and strengthen them, overshadow them by your divine presence. Minister powerfully in the lives of those who are experiencing the loss of a loved one. And may they recognize, as your word and as your spirit ministers in their life, may they grab hold of the truth of your salvation. And may they find the blessing and the deliverance that you alone can give. And may many be blessed, strengthened, and encouraged through their life and through their testimony in the days which are ahead, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for our good friend Bill Tidwell, who we haven't heard from, Lord, but we've placed him and his family in your hands. We're trusting that you're going to work powerfully in their behalf. We pray they've just gone away on vacation and haven't been able to communicate with us. But whatever the situation, Lord, we're placing them in your hands, trusting you're going to work powerfully and mightily in their lives and bring the blessing, bring the victory, bring the deliverance, bring the strength, bring the peace and joy that you alone can provide. And may they come, may we hear a testimony in the days which are ahead of the wondrous things they receive from your hand. and may their lives be a greater testimony in the days which are ahead, as you minister powerfully in them and through them for your honor. Glory and praise is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, who we didn't hear from today, but we're praising you, Lord, in advance for what you're doing in her life. Pray you touch her eyes, touch her back, deliver her from all that, from smoking and everything else that would keep her back from your greatest blessings. And may she have a wonderful testimony of how you blessed her, and may her life be a blessing in the lives of many others, even as she's been able to return to church and receive the blessing that she can receive from your hand there. And may many call you blessed through her life, through her testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 7:34 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org, from the App Store. And want to inform you, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air telephone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And as soon as I get my hands on your prayer request or your praise report, begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. That number again, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mass, M-A, 02156. And I said, as soon as I receive your information, I'll begin praising God with you while praying for you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. 7:36 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This is the Sunday, November 25th, our post-Thanksgiving program. Hopefully you've been enjoying the program. I've enjoyed bringing it to you. And I pray that you're going to be blessed this day and strengthened in the days which are ahead to continue to give thanks and praise unto Almighty God every single day. The group is called The Word, and the song is Thank You, here on Sounds of Praise. Come on, come on, come on, oh, come on, come on, come on.
My back, oh Lord, I just want to take this time and say, look. smile on my face. You are one wonderful friend. Ain't no other love like you. You're the answer to my prayers. You're the one that brings the truth. Said I thank you in the morning, and I thank you in the evening, and I thank you for the raining, and I thank you for the sun. All the sailing on the beach, the many birds and the green trees. Above you, Lord, there are none. You are my number one. Lord,
I thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Good God Almighty. And the way you pay for me.
And I thank you, Lord, for all the time we shared together, Lord. You are my number one, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord, for what you
Lord,
do.
I'm so grateful,
for
yeah.
Up far,
oh, what the fruit we have
I
from Jesus,
thank
yeah.
You, Lord, for giving me
all my sins and grief
to by my side.
Groups called The Word, and that was Thank You. And you know, once you get into that atmosphere of continually giving God thanks, you're going to find out you can't thank Him enough. God is continually doing more things for us than we can possibly give Him thanks for. James Bignan and the Deliverers Mass Choir, I can't thank you enough.
When I look around, it's not hard to see just how good God has been to me. I'm so grateful, I can't complain. He has kept me through the storm and the rain.
I can't thank Him enough.
I can't thank Him enough.
I can't thank Him enough.
I can't thank Him enough. Cause He's good, so good.
So good.
I can't thank Him enough.
I can't thank you enough.
Hallelujah.
I can't thank you enough.
I can't thank Him enough.
I can't thank you enough.
I can't thank Him enough. No, no. For everything.
For everything.
For everything. Hasn't He done wonderful things for you? Can you think of one thing that He's done?
For everything.
For everything. Hallelujah. For everything He's done.
For everything.
Everything. Let me say that first. Let me say that first. Listen. Every day He sends a blessing to supply everything I need. Church, He's a good friend, faithful and true.
I'm here to tell you, he's done everything he said he would do. Thank him enough.
I can't thank you enough.
Can't thank the Lord.
James Bignan and the Deliverance Mass Choir. And I can't thank you enough. And I must realize that there are those out there, of you out there, who never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. So therefore, you're still on the outside of all his benefits and blessings. He allows the sun to shine on the just and on the unjust. But he wants you to be on the inside of his blessings. And we're going to give you that opportunity right now. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton, and come as you are and receive his salvation gift this day.
Come as you are. Bring every burden, come as you are. Bring all your shame, come as you are. I know you're hurting, but when you call upon his name and
And that's the key to salvation. It's the willingness to recognize you have a need that nothing and no one else has been able to resolve or solve. And you're going to come to Jesus Christ and surrender yourself to him. It's like when an army is overwhelmed by another army, rather than get obliterated, they surrender, raise the white flag, raise their hands, drop their weapons. That's what God wants you to do. He wants you to surrender yourself to Him. So often pride or doubt or fear or so many other things, which really don't matter, keep people back from the salvation gift of God. But God is saying, once you enter into His gift of salvation and begin to grow in your knowledge of Him, you'll recognize that you made the best decision of your entire life. And it's a decision that's based on faith. I've never seen God. I've never seen heaven. But I've recognized all of His benefits and blessings in my life all these years. And so therefore, I can testify to His reality in my life. And He doesn't love me any more than He loves you. God so loved the world, everyone in it, no matter what you've done, no matter where you are, no matter what you've been involved in, His love is reaching out to you right now. You just need to receive the love of Almighty God. And I want to lead you in prayer. If you pray these words after me to God, and you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about His salvation gift in your life this very day. Christmas is coming, and people are looking for great Christmas gifts. Let me tell you, the best gift is the salvation gift of God. Jesus died for you. He suffered in His body for you. And because He is the sinless Christ, the Father was able to raise Him on the third day from death. And now the living Christ is able and willing to give you His great gift of salvation. You just need to receive it. Receive Him. Won't you pray this prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, I come this morning. I acknowledge my sin, my failure, my shortcomings, the various needs in my life that I cannot fulfill, and no one's been able to fulfill them for me. So I'm coming to You in faith this morning, asking You to come into my life, cleanse me from all my unrighteousness, all my sin, all that separates me from You and Your great gift of salvation. And I'm acknowledging Jesus Christ this morning as my Savior and as my Lord. And make me Your child and guide me through this life and into the life that is to come, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you mean what the words are saying, you're saved. You're on your way to heaven. You may not feel changed. You may not look any different. But believe me, God is working, and He's working on you in the inside. And eventually, what's on the inside will make its way to the outside. Others will know and see the change in your life. That's what salvation does. And if you've done that, I want to know about it. You can call me while I'm on the air. I got about 8 minutes more before it's time to sign off. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mass 02156. Or you can call us at 781-648-5158. Leave all your information there on our off-air number, and we'll send the material out to you free of charge. You don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God guide and direct you as to what church you should become involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to us, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. 2156, or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB, at Verizon.net. And as I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. Okay, 7:54 here on Sounds of Praise. We can get one more song. I do believe it's the Bishop, the late Bishop Andre Crouch, and Oh, Give Thanks here on Sounds of Praise.
Ah, look who's here. My friend, Fred Hammond, everybody. Come on, Fred.
Andre, here we go.
Yeah. Say, Fred.
Do you believe it?
Yeah, I believe it.
Whoa. Give thanks
unto
the Lord.
Say it!
And the mats are in the house. And they didn't bring any turkey.
No turkey.
Anyway, it's time for me to put the wraps on this edition of Sounds of Praise. Be back next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. I'm going to be featuring more of my all-time favorites and some music of the season. And if you don't know what the season is, you'll find out next Sunday. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. If by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. Stay tuned. Brutal Brunch is headed your way. This is WMFO 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org.
Can we moan one time because it's easy? Can we moan two times because it's real good?
Yeah!
For all the days that you wooed me, all the days that you blessed me,
what do you say?
Wanna say thank you.
Woo!
For all the times that you watched
yeah.
me, for all the times that you blessed me,
what do you say?
Wanna say yeah!
To make you complain, you say, uh-uh.
Woo!